Good afternoon and welcome to today's version of the market close report. Now, it was a tough day for investors and it certainly wasn't the best way to end the week, with the ASX 200 spending the entire session today in negative territory. It also snapped three straight days of gains and finished near session lows with a decline of around 0.75%. But in saying that, our market still managed to edge higher over the week with a rather modest improvement of 0.6%. But much of today's declines were broad-based in nature. Sector-wise, we saw that the energy sector fell by around 2.5%, while a slump in the big four banks pushed the financial sector 1% lower. Now, the materials sector was rather interesting. We saw declines across major iron ore producers like Fortescue Metals, Rio Tinto, and BHP Group. But these losses were somewhat offset by gold miners, namely St. Barbara Minerals, Capricorn Metals, and Silver Lake Resources. In fact, some of those gold miners were amongst the best performers today, and they rose on the back of what was a rather sharp rally in the gold futures price overnight. But in saying that, let's have a look a bit deeper as to the companies that actually released announcements today. And we'll kick off with Coronado Global Resources, which fell by around 4%, but still managed to secure its third straight week of gains. It basically said this morning that it's seen a lot of rain events across its mines in Queensland, and that has impacted its ability to produce coal. It's also put its mining costs at risk. Now, today it even mentioned in its report that it won't be able to meet its four-year guidance for coal, and that its mining cost guidance also remains at risk if these rain events do continue in the future. Elsewhere in the market, Domino's Pizza resumed trade today. It fell slightly after raising $150 million via equity. Now, interestingly, the issuance price of the raise is the same price as what Domino's Pizza closed at the day before it announced the equity raise. But it's basically an extension of what it announced yesterday in terms of the use of the funds. It basically said that it will use the funds raised towards a joint venture that it has in Germany and to also retire some of its debt. Now, over the week, Fisher & Paykel was the best performer. It rallied by 20% and secured its sixth straight week of gain. And this comes after it released a trading update. It basically noted a fall in its profits and revenues. But what investors looked at a bit more closely was that management signaled that they expect their second half revenues to improve and that their gross margins to increase if conditions like freight costs ease a little bit as well. Collins Foods, on the other hand, lost around a fifth of its value on the back of an earnings update. It basically noted a decline in its underlying profits and also mentioned that its margins may come under pressure in what was increased inflationary headwinds that the company does expect to face over the next few months. Now, in terms of economic data released tonight, over in the United States, the non-farm payrolls or jobs data is scheduled to be announced. Now, forecasts suggest that the unemployment rate remains steady at 3.7% with around 200,000 jobs added. So any shocks there could set the tone as to how our market kickstarts trade next week on the Monday. And the Aussie dollar finally currently trading around 68 US cents. On that note, have a good night and enjoy your weekend.